The Crowning Act of Creation, January 23rd. God's Word and the Creation. So God created man in His own image, in the image of God created He him. Here is clearly set forth the origin of the human race, and the divine record is so plainly stated that there is no occasion for erroneous conclusions. After the earth, with its teeming animal and vegetable life, had been called into existence, man, the crowning work of the Creator, and the one for whom the beautiful earth had been fitted up, was brought upon the stage of action. As man came forth from the hand of his Creator, he was of lofty stature and perfect symmetry. His countenance bore the ruddy tint of health, and glowed with the light of life and joy. Adam's height was much greater than that of men who now inhabit the earth. Eve was somewhat less in stature, yet her form was noble, and full of beauty. There is no ground for the supposition that man was evolved, by slow degrees of development, from the lower forms of animal or vegetable life. He who set the starry worlds on high, and tinted with delicate skill the flowers of the field, who filled the earth and the heavens with the wonders of his power, when he came to crown his glorious work, to place one in the midst to stand as ruler of the fair earth, did not fail to create a being worthy of the hand that gave him life. The genealogy of our race, as given by inspiration, traces back its origin, not to a line of developing germs, mollusks, and quadrupeds, but to the great Creator. Though formed from the dust, Adam was the son of God. Next to the angelic beings, the human family, formed in the image of God, are the noblest of his created works. When Adam came from the Creator's hand, he bore, in his physical, mental, and spiritual nature, a likeness to his Maker. It was his purpose that the longer man lived, the more fully he should reveal this image, the more fully reflect the glory of the Creator.